Hi everyone, this is Xin. Welcome to the Mindful Heart. Thank you for your listening and supporting. Wishing you peace and happiness. In this episode, I will introduce the content of the Heart Sutra and will take all of you to practice mindfulness meditation. Let's start reading the Heart of Prajna Paramita Sutra. O Buddhas of the three periods of time, attain Anattara Sannyasin body through reliance on Prajna Paramita. In a way, specifically, Anattara Sannyasin body, literally meaning unsurpassed, complete and perfect enlightenment, is often used to distinguish the enlightenment of a Buddha from that of an Arhat. The meaning of three periods are included the past, present and future. This Buddhist term is roughly equivalent to all the time and space we are talking about today. This is the space-time universe that Buddhism looks like. The world of the three periods has the meaning of flow and being. While we talk about causal reincarnation, it also refers to the existence time of an individual's life. So, the past means previous life. The present means the general term for the present life. And future means afterlife or next life. We also can say future life. Now, we continue to read the next verse. Therefore, know that Prajna Paramita is a great spiritual mantra, a great bright mantra, a supreme mantra, an unequaled mantra. It can remove all suffering. It's genuine and not false. That is, while the mantra of Prajna Paramita was spoken, recited like this, Gedi Gedi Paragedi Parasangedi Bodhisaha, end of the Heart of Prajna Paramita Sutra. It's a great spiritual mantra. For example, Prajna has great power and is at ease. It's the great bright mantra, which means that the Prajna is bright and it can illuminate the foolishness. It's the supreme mantra, means that there is nothing better than it in the Prajna method. It's a mantra of unequaled mantra. That means there is no law that can be equal to this Prajna. So, the wisdom of Prajna and Nirvana are the same. Nothing can be equal to it. The meaning of Gedi Gedi Paragedi Parasangedi Bodhisaha is to say, go, go, let's go together, find the Prajna, enlightenment, get rid of open. The Prajna Heart Sutra is to remove material pain, jealousy, so that the whole world and people are the same. Properly, that is the meaning of Prajna Heart Sutra, because all kinds of knowledge, five skandhas and six dusts in the world cannot make our heart, our mind, settle down completely. Only by enlightening Bodhi can see our true heart. Only by relying on the true heart can realize the Buddha path and understand the truth of life in the universe. We don't understand now, so we continue to reincarnate. We continue to wander. When we wander to the end, one day we will understand what is the emptiness. Now, if you plant this good seed, although you don't know which day you will achieve it, you will surely to rely on this great wisdom to achieve. If someone asks you what the Dharma teaches, you can tell him that the Dharma talks about wisdom. At this moment in the world, there are countless Buddhas who achieve Buddhahood. At that time, it's also possible that after hearing the Dharma, we see the true heart and see that our own mind is the same as the Buddha's mind. Therefore, we see the nature become Buddha. Even though we have not yet enlightened and have not seen our true heart, we will definitely see this true heart in the future and become the future Buddha. Now, it's time to practice mindfulness meditation. The body scan is a wonderful way to get in touch with your body and mind. Do this practice in a relaxing environment without distractions. Meanwhile, I suggest you lying down while doing the body scan. But if you find yourself sleepy, or would just rather sit or stand, you are welcome to do that too. Now, bring your full, undivided attention to this practice. Close your eyes. Take a few moments to be still. Congratulate yourself for taking this time for meditation practice. Do a mindful check-in, feeling into your body and mind. Simply allowing any waste of thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations to just be. Perhaps it's been a busy day. This is the first time you are stopping. As you begin to enter the world of being rather than doing, you may notice the trajectory of the feelings you have been carrying within you. Now, there is no need to judge, analyze, or figure things out. Just allow yourself to be in the moment with all that's there. When you feel ready, slowly shift the focus to the breath. Now, become aware of breathing. Breathe normally and naturally. And focus on the tip of the nose. Or the abdomen. Breathing in and knowing you are breathing in. Breathing out and knowing you are breathing out. At times, the mind may wander away from awareness of breathing. When you recognize this, acknowledge wherever you went and then come back to the breath. Breathing in and out with awareness. Now, slowly withdraw awareness from mindful breathing as you shift to the body scan. As you go through the body, you may come across areas that are tight or tense. If you can allow them to soften, let that happen. if you cannot just let the sensations be. Letting them ripple in whatever direction they need to go. This applies not only to physical sensations, but also to any emotions. As you go through the body, be mindful of any physical sensations and any thoughts or emotions that may arise from sensations. Now, bring awareness to the bottom of the left foot where you feel the contact of your foot on the floor. It could be the back of the heel or the bottom of the left foot. Sensing into what is being felt. Feeling the heel, ball, and sole of the left foot. Now, feel into your toes and top of the left foot and back. Into the Achilles tendon and up into the left ankle. Now, move your awareness up to the lower left leg. Feeling into the calf and shin and their connection to the left knee. Remember being present. Let awareness now rise up to the side, sensing into the upper leg and its connection above into the left hip. And now, withdraw awareness from the left hip down to the left foot, shifting it into the right foot and bringing awareness to where you feel the contact of your right foot on the floor. It could be the back of the heel or the bottom of the right foot. Sensing into what is being felt. Feeling the heel, bone, and sole of the right foot. peer into the toes and the top of the right foot and back into the Achilles tendon and up into the right ankle. Now, move your awareness up to the lower right leg, feeling into the calf and shin, and their connection to the right knee. Remember being present. Let awareness now rise up into the thigh, sensing into the upper leg and its connection above into the right hip. Slowly withdraw your attention from the right hip and move into the pelvic region. Sense into the systems of elimination, sexuality, and reproduction. Feeling into the genitals and the anal region. Being mindful to any sensations, thoughts, or emotions. And now lift the awareness to the abdomen and into the belly. The home of digestion. And assimilation, feeding into your gut with awareness and letting be. Now, withdraw your awareness from the belly and move the tailbone and begin to sense into the lower, middle, and upper parts of the back. Feeling sensations. Allow any tightness to soften and let be what's not softening. Now, let the awareness shift into the chest, into the heart and lungs. Remember being present, feeling into the rib cage and sternum, and then into the breasts. Now, slowly withdraw attention from the chest and shift the awareness into the fingertips of the left hand, feeling into the fingers and palm, and then the back of the hand and up into the left wrist. Proceed up into the forearm, elbow, and upper left arm, feeling sensations. Now, shift awareness to the fingertips of the right hand. Feeling into the fingers and palm, and then the back of the hand and up into the right wrist. Proceed up into the forearm, elbow, and upper right arm, feeling sensations. Let the awareness move into both shoulders and armpits, and then up into the neck and throat. Being present to any sensations, thoughts or emotions. Now, bring your awareness into the jaw, and then slowly into the teeth, tongue, mouth, and lips, allowing any resonating sensations to go wherever they need to go, and letting be. Noun. Fear into the cheeks, the sinus passages that go deep into the head, the eyes, and the muscles around the eyes. Fear into the forehead and the temples, being present. Now, let the awareness move into the top and back of the head, feeling into the ears and then inside of the head and into the brain. Remember being present. Now expand the field of awareness to the entire body from head to toe to fingertips. Connect from the head through the neck to the shoulders, arms, hands, chest, back, belly, hips, pelvic region, legs, and feet. Feel the body as a whole organism with its various physical sensations, thoughts, and emotions, being present. Now, breathing in, feel the whole body rising and expanding on an inhalation and folding, and contracting on an exhalation. Feel the body as a whole organism. Remember being present. congratulate yourself for taking this time to be present. May you know that this is an act of love. Open your eyes. It's truly amazing when you get in touch with your body and discover where you are feeling and harboring stress and tension and where various emotions may reside. Write about whatever came up for you mentally, emotionally, and physically when doing this practice. I will see you in the next episode. May all beings be at peace. Thanks for your attention and listening.